at Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
The Detroit Pistons today fired head coach Monty Williams after just one season on the job. Williams was dismissed after a 14-win campaign and with more than $65 million left on the final 5 years of his contract. He signed a six-year deal worth $78.5 million last offseason. The Pacers and Pascal Siakam are agreeing to terms on a four-year max extension, keeping him in Indianapolis. The deal, according to reports, worth almost $190 million. The news on the extension was first reported yesterday by Fieldhouse Files. Siakam is set to sign the deal in early July. Some news from the WNBA. LA Sparks rookie and second overall pick Cameron Brink tore her ACL in last night's game against Connecticut. She'll miss the rest of the season. Not only that, Brink will also miss out on playing in the Paris Olympics as she was a member of Team USA's 3-on-3 squad. Braves blanked the Tigers today 7-0. Pirates beat the Reds 1-0. College World Series, Florida routed Kentucky 15-4.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Over the past two decades, heat illness awareness and prevention has become a major focus for California farms that rely on workers to harvest crops and perform other essential work when it's hot. Farmers and farm labor safety experts say awareness and preparedness have evolved since the state established the first heat safety law in 2005. Outdoor workers must have access to water, shade, and rest when temps rise above 80 degrees. The June World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate, or WASDE, report says the June wheat outlook is for larger supplies, unchanged domestic use, increased exports, and lower stocks. Supplies are raised as wheat production is forecast at 1.875 billion bushels, up 17 million from last month. Ending stocks are lowered slightly from last month, but still significantly higher than last year's at 758 million bushels. The season average price is $6.50. And despite falling farm incomes, rising interest expenses, and generally low producer sentiment, Agricultural Economic Insights says farm loan delinquencies improved in 2023. Across all commercial banks, the share of farm loans classified as delinquent fell to 0.91% in the fourth quarter of last year. The previous low point in farm real estate delinquency rates were from 2005 to 2007 and from 2014 to 15, when delinquency rates dipped to 1.5%.
Are you interested in adding bushels to your crop this summer? Dr. Greg Willoughby breaks down a unique, proven biological product called Full Scale.
So, Greg, Full Scale is really about adding weight to the seed, to the kernel or the soybean, whatever crop it may be at the end of the day. It's about adding volume and weight.
Correct. Yep. And so that's mainly based on phosphorus, nitrogen, and the micronutrients that kind of go with that. And we've seen in some of our analysis of kernel composition, you know, up to 20x times movement of those elements going from what an untreated going into a treated. So we're definitely moving more phosphorus, more nitrogen, more zinc, more manganese into those kernels.
To learn more about Full Scale, download the Field Link podcast wherever you get your podcasts or contact your Helena representative.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction on June 27th and 28th. This absolute unreserved auction is open to the public and registration is free. For more details, visit rbauction.com.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
U.S. markets are closed for the Juneteenth holiday. However, European indexes slipped on Wednesday, while Asian markets rallied. And across the pond, data showed that U.K. inflation fell back to the Bank of England's 2% target for the first time in nearly 3 years. Apple has reportedly suspended work on the next high-end version of its Vision Pro headset, and instead will be focusing on a cheaper model. The Information reports that it will have fewer features and could be launched by the end of the year. Currently, the Vision Pro sells for about $3,500 and up. An Italian fashion company, Golden Goose, the maker of superstar sneakers worn by celebrities like Taylor Swift, is postponing its initial public offering due to European market volatility. The company was slated to start trading in Milan later this week with a valuation of up to $2 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or heather@adlerbelmontgroup.com.
It's summer, time to get outside. Whether you're headed out for a hike, to the beach, or just taking a walk, Tackens has the shoes you need to get outdoors in comfort. Treat your feet to the latest sandals from Keen, Reef, Olukai, Earth, Birkenstock, and much more. Take a hike in the latest and greatest outdoor shoes from Tanner, Keen, Merrell, and much more. Come on down to Tackens in Paso or San Luis today and treat your feet to something special. Tackens Shoes, locally owned and operated since 1937. Own a Mac or Windows computer? Knology has what you need. Whether it's an upgrade, repair, or data transfer, Knology is your local one-stop repair store. If it's components you want, Knology has cables, adapters, and hard-to-find computer parts. Have questions? Knology has the answers. Give them a call at 805-226-5200. Serving the Central Coast for nearly 15 years, Knology Computers, 1740 Spring Street, Suite C, next to DK Donuts in Paso Robles.
Eric's Painting, your North County licensed residential and commercial paint company. You will love the expert attention to detail when working with Eric. He specializes in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted, and stained decks and porches. Great reviews on Yelp, and he guarantees quality work. Call Eric or find him on Facebook here in the North County. 805-975-6960. Marv Station, formerly Clem's, 6700 El Camino Real in Atascadero, is under new local ownership, and it's better than ever. Clean, fresh look, a mini-mart that's second to none with the friendliest staff around, clean restrooms, and at Marv's, you'll find the most competitive gas prices, and they accept CFN and Pack Pride. Find out for yourself. Marv's, they've got it all. 6700 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Uncle Ed's Outfitters is now open in a new location at Atascadero at the Oaks Plaza near the Guest House Grill, offering a new indoor archery range available 24 hours for members. Great for kids' parties, practice, and friendly competition. In-house certified gunsmiths and all the staff are CRPA, NRA, and USCCA firearms instructors for your educational needs. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in the Oaks Plaza at Atascadero open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 6. H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Larry Stewart lost his wallet and money in the Chicago airport. He and his invalid son were stranded until a miracle happened. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
I wonder if you're as fed up as I am with all the prophets of doom who have us living in a sick society wrapped up in selfish materialism. They sound like a line from the poem, The Shooting of Dan McGrew. You know the line, half-dead things in a half-dead world clean mad for the muck called gold. Well, as the song says, it ain't necessarily so. There are any number of stories tucked away in the middle pages of our daily papers, and even more that don't get printed at all, about an America that's all around us every day. A different America than the one described by the doom criers. A journalism student learns that news stories are based on who, what, or where. For example, a who story is one that's news because the person involved is famous or notorious. A where story doesn't have to involve a famous person to be news, it's the location that makes it newsworthy. A young man drives his car through a gate. He wasn't a well-known figure, and hitting a gate isn't all that unusual, but it's a story if it happened to be the White House gate. The what story, of course, is about something that's happened. Some weeks ago, the AP carried a what story. Larry Stewart, a disabled construction worker, took a plane from Detroit to Chicago with his 3-year-old son, Rocky. He was taking him to a hospital there. Rocky is unable to control the muscles in his legs. When they arrived at O'Hare Airport, Larry discovered his billfold with $80 was missing. He didn't even have money to get to the hospital. Stewardess Marcia Grieger was the first to learn of his plight. A hasty search of the plane failed to turn up the wallet. Before the plane continued on its way to Phoenix, Arizona, the stewardess gave Larry Stewart $27.50 the crew had contributed for cab fare to the hospital. When she gave Larry the money, he didn't want to take it, and only did so if he could have the names and addresses of the crew in order to repay them. After the plane took off for Arizona, Miss Grieger asked some of the passengers to look around their seats for the missing wallet. They learned the whole story about Larry and Rocky and the missing money. One of the passengers suggested a collection. Almost instantly, Marcia had $150 in her hand. Then a man on the other side of the plane wanted to know what was going on. When he heard the story, he started collecting. A 9-year-old boy drew a get well card. Others asked for Rocky's address so they could write to him. The passengers were clapping and cheering as Marcia said it was beautiful but crazy. On the following Saturday, stewardess Marcia Grieger was back in the Midwest. She presented Rocky's father with a set of stewardess wings, a chief pilot's wings, a letter to Rocky that said, "Someday, have your daddy tell you how 11 of us, the crew, and 240 passengers fell in love with a little guy most have not even seen. In the meantime, if you ever get the feeling that the whole world is bad and no one cares, give these wings a long look." There was $426 in the letter. Rocky's father, holding back his tears, said it all. "I just forgot that people are like that." This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by K-Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. And today we're going to have an interesting conversation. We're going to be discussing issues with homelessness in Paso Robles and what is currently going on regarding over in the Black Oak area with having the homeless shelter there. And I want to start by saying I have covered, as a reporter with Cal Coast News, 15 years ago, we covered CAPSLO quite a bit. There were out for decades now, the U.S. writes down the worst places for homelessness in the United States. And what this means is, per capita, where people in homelessness are not helped, where you have the highest number of people in per capita that are non-housed. San Luis Obispo regularly ranks anywhere from 2, I think the best I've seen them is like 7. That's nationwide. We're not talking California. Nationwide, the year I looked at CAPSLO was accused of not helping people get out of homelessness, we were number 2, with one county in Florida beating us. Other than that, we were the worst at helping people get into housing and get helped. Now, in this county right now, we're spending about $100,000 per person that is homeless. We have about anywhere, they're saying it went down. It's usually about $1,400. But every time we have a real rainy January, the count goes down. That's because people are couch surfing. They didn't suddenly get housing every time it's raining and get back. The next year when they do it, if it's a dry January, the number jumps up. I don't know if they really got 300 people into housing. I kind of don't think so, as someone that's watched this. But part of the issue has always been that this is a financial benefit to certain people, to nonprofits, to keep the homeless services going. You look over at Santa Clara and San Jose, which have very good rates. One of the things they do, you get out of prison, you're told, go talk to these people. Their average time on getting someone who, let's say you did a 20-year stretch in prison, you're out, you have no money, no way to wake it. They hand you $250 and tell you to go find a job. You know you can't live that way. So what they do there is they actually put them in temporary housing almost immediately. Their average of getting them a job is 2 weeks, and into housing is a month. We don't get them. You'll have people that are out of jail 10 years and living on the creek. We're not doing a good job in this county, and we haven't done a good job in this county for decades. While a lot of tax money, again, $100,000 average per homeless person, is spent on the homeless, and instead they're sleeping sleeping on sidewalks and along creeks. We're not getting the homeless into housing. Today, I have Ernest Hall. Now, Ernest Hall owns a soul food restaurant, my favorite chicken I've had in my entire life. Dove's Soul Food Restaurant. It's over on the corner of Park and 14th. The food is delicious. He also owns a building that is located over by where they have the new Echo Homeless Shelter. Every business at the intersection has closed. Nobody is doing business there anymore. There used to be a casino there. He had a business there. Everyone has closed their businesses because it's so bad over there. It looks like a mini LA Skid Row is how Ernest described it. This week on Friday night, a man saw some trash laying over him. There looked like there was a grill amongst some trash. He went over to look at it, and there was a man who had been so dead so long, he was gray and stiff. Nobody even noticed that he walked across the street from the shelter and died. The area is littered in trash, needles, feces. It's disgusting over there. No one can sell their buildings. No one can do business. And meanwhile, there is a lot of government money going to Echo to run the Echo shelter. What they did is they transformed a Motel 6 into long-term, short-term, and homeless shelter. And for those that don't know, 10 of the rooms, first of all, there are 10 rooms that they have three people in overnight. That's it. So they have a lottery system every night. Out of the 120 rooms, there are 10 for homeless that need a place to sleep. They do a lottery system if you're going to get into the room or not. And then at 6, and they have three to a room, but at 6 in the morning, they make them leave. So they go outside and sit by one of the buildings nearby, and they let them back in at 6 p.m. There's a lot of arguments that they're not helping them get into, those people get into housing at all. They're not giving them the services to get them jobs. If they ask, they say they have case management, but many of the homeless says what that means is they give you a list of places. Okay, here's where you can go get services. They do have another 10 rooms where they do two person through a room for a 90-day program. That one is a little bit better. They are better at getting those people jobs and getting them into housing. But people are coming to stay at the Echo shelter, and they don't realize there's only, you know, 10 rooms, and there's a lottery, and then they have to go somewhere else. But the other issue is they're not keeping the area clean. They're not keeping it. It's absolutely disgusting. And Ernest, how has this impacted you with your building over there, and what are you doing currently?
Since I've been there, I've been broken into three times. I have stuff get stolen all the time. I found needles all around in my backyard and burnt foils in my backyard. So it's just became a place where it's not safe to be at. It's hard to get people to work for me over there because it's what we do. It's hard to come in and out of the building and feel safe. So it's just not a safe area.
And all four businesses, there's nobody open on the corner. And the whole place is empty. And why do you think, I don't know why they're making the homeless leave during the day, sit outside, and then come in the next day.
They seem to have a lot of room over there, a lot of space, open space where people could sit and people can congregate, instead of just kicking them out. So I don't know. There should be something else done instead of just letting them out to the front and nowhere to go. So.
And I'm surprised that they kick them out at 6 a.m. They make them get up and go outside. Yes. And some of them lay down on the sidewalk and sleep.
If you go by there right now, I got people in front of my building right now. And the only time they leave is when I ask them to leave. You know, they've been somewhat respectful of my property because I'm there manning it. But as soon as you go to the next property over or any of the other properties, they're terrible. I've had a couple people come over that were interested in purchasing my building, but they changed their mind when they see the surroundings and they see who their neighbors are.
And this all started when Echo took over.
Yeah, it was a lot better before then.
And I've been over to the casino on one occasion, and it seemed like a nice area back then.
Yeah, I've been here all my life. My first job was at Kmart in Black Oak at Kmart when I was a kid. So this is a really nice town, a good place to live, good place to be. And I'm glad that they do have resources for people that are needing help, but it seems like they're not helping everybody the way they really needed to be helped. I heard that they're giving away needles over there, and we have a lot of people that die from heroin all the time. So that really disturbs me. The day that guy was found dead, I was taking pictures of the area because it smelled bad over there. I didn't know why it smelled so bad, but I was taking pictures of the surrounding area, and I walked past that trash can, and I almost opened it up, but I didn't. I'm glad I didn't open it up because that would have been horrifying.
And it was, and what we're talking about is there was literally a man. There was a trash area, and it had a barbecue standing there. And somebody went over to look at the barbecue, and they were thinking, maybe I'll take that barbecue. Someone's throwing it out. And they realized there was a man curled up next to the barbecue. Now, what is also happening here, and this has been going on for some time, is people get kicked out of the shelters all the time. And those that get into housing, they get moved out of housing usually after about 13 months. So if you read the reports on like transitions, mental health housing, and you read the reports, they'll say, oh, we got all these people in, and they were in housing for at least a year. But I have walked around downtown San Luis Obispo with other reporters, and we've interviewed 30, 40 people, and more than half of them usually say, I got into transitions housings, and as soon as I hit 13 months, they kicked me out of the housing. It is a very common problem, but if you look at the reports from the house, you know, from transitions, they brag, we got them in for 12 months. And then they're kind of stuck. Some of them lose their, if you went in through transitions and you have, let's say you're schizophrenic or you're manic depression and they helped you get into housing, they also set you up for getting medications. They also set you up with doctors. They kick you out of housing. You've lost all your services. And now you're trying to find someone to help you get medicine. You're trying to find someone to get your life back on board. And meanwhile, you're sleeping, many of these people are sleeping in downtown SLO right now. There's been, I don't know if anyone's been to downtown SLO at night, but you walk around at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and there's probably more than 100 homeless people sleeping on the sidewalks. They're sleeping in doorways. They used to sleep along the riverbed, but the law enforcement has said, as long as you're sleeping downtown, we won't bother you. So they've moved downtown, and it's not done a good job for the city or the businesses. And in Paso, they're not around the park area. They're not around the downtown. But what has it done to your business?
Well, it's pretty much destroyed my business. Like I said, it's hard for me to get workers to work because they don't feel safe. But one thing I would like to know is how many people have actually died over there at the Haslow Echo. I would like to know how many people have actually died over there since they've been open, because I've heard it's been a lot.
Well, I have Daniel here today, and I was asking Daniel. Daniel is homeless. He is from Paso Robles. He's been homeless for about, following the death of his father. He worked at his father's farm. It was sold to Robert Hall, and he ended up... after the death, depressed. He's been homeless for about 6 years. And he was telling me, you're more likely to die than get into housing through homeless services.
Well, yeah, but that's like the people from around here that have, say we're down in the river and stuff, that have left the river since Echo's opened. There's everybody that I saw there, you know, 6 years ago, is pretty much either there or had passed away.
So there what are the primary reasons? I know there's a lot of trouble with fentanyl and drug overdoses. What are most of the people dying from?
Well, I think it was fentanyl or heroin back then. Most of the deaths were due to something like that, or getting hit by cars, you know, crossing the freeway.
Now, I have noticed there's been a string of people getting hit by cars, mm-hmm, while going over the freeway. I have heard there's also been a number of people dead at the shelter.
I know a couple of people that passed away there, yeah, that I believe were ODs. So
they're giving away needles, and then they're having ODs after they give away needles over at the shelter. Like, I don't even know where to get a needle. If you're looking for a needle, you have to go to the hospital, right? I mean, they just give away needles.
There is an idea that they do believe that having a clean needle program, but the problem with having it at a homeless shelter where you're kicked out if you're using needles, and the homeless shelter is having a needle program in the homeless shelter.
I found needles in my backyard before, so that's very disturbing.
Yeah, it doesn't make with you're there to get your life clean and sober, but we'll kick you out if we catch you with it, but we have a program and we'll give it to you. That's like saying, kids, you can't have a knife at school, but on Thursday afternoons, we're going to sell knives on the playground. Would not happen. It doesn't work. Pocket knives, when I was a kid, every boy had a pocket knife in his pocket at school. It was just, that was normal. That was what kids, boys wanted pocket knives. It was a favorite toy, and teachers didn't mind if you brought it to school. And the kids would whittle on the playground. It wasn't considered bad. But now that they can't do it, you're kicked out of school if you had a knife. Could you imagine if a school sold knives and then said, but you can't have it at school? That's the same thing. The homeless shelter is giving away needles while saying, you know, they're having a group come in and give away needles and then say, if we catch you with it, we're going to throw you out. We're gonna have more on this discussion with Ernest and Daniel after a word from our sponsors.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Have you been to NCI Affiliates thrift store locations in Paso Robles or Atascadero? NCI has a large selection of home goods, furniture, clothes, and accessories for all at great prices. They also accept donations of gently used items. Plus, they offer all your postal service needs, including shipping, shredding, and See's Candy at their Lanay location in Paso. NCI Affiliates, building partnerships and creating choices since 1979.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I'm the host of Sound Off on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Today I have Ernest Hall, and I think most people know Ernest because he makes the best fried chicken in the county, I think probably in the state. I like the catfish. I've liked catfish my whole life. He has the best catfish I've ever eaten at Deb Soul Food Restaurant on the corner of Park and 14th. If you haven't been there, you need to go there. The food is terrific. But he is in here talking about he had another business over on the Black Oak area. I think it was about 4 years ago they converted the Motel 6 into what was supposed to be homeless housing and a homeless shelter. And every single business on the corner has folded. The area is littered with needles and feces and the little foil things you cook your drugs in. It is an absolute mess. The homeless shelter was 120 rooms, but guess what? Only 10 of them are for people that need a homeless overnight housing. 10 rooms. So 30 people, they do a lottery, then people sleep around. No one is taking care of this. No one appears to be keeping it clean. The people at Echo are not going over there and helping figure out what to do here. You'll have somebody, a man died on Friday night, and he was laying across the street from the shelter. He laid there till he was gray and stiff before anybody even noticed he was dead. There is a major problem going on right now, and this has been going on in our county for decades. We had, years ago, there was allegations at Capslo. People were actually, they were donating gift cards for children for Christmas and families, and staff was taking them home. They finally found out how much, you know, they were donating items and money and different things. It wasn't going to the homeless. It was going to people that worked with the homeless. It ended up being quite a scandal. The person running homeless services lost their job. And now back then we were number two in the nation for not helping homeless, the highest unhoused per capita rate. And we were not following national guidelines. We had decided we were going to do it our way. We were not following national guidelines to get people into housing. We still do not appear to be doing a very good job. I'm going to give you an example. So there are areas like Santa Clara and San Jose. They brag that they can get a someone out of jail, instead of being homeless, a job within 2 weeks. They work with businesses. They work with farmers. They work very hard to make sure they help people get a leg up. Then you have other areas that are not doing a very good job. And San Luis Obispo is usually in the top five. What I mean in the top five, the year that I wrote about Capslo back in, I think, 2012, we were the second worst for getting people into housing. There was one city in Florida that beat us. But I have never looked that we're not in the top 10 for issues with homelessness. But the problem is, it's absolutely, can you imagine if you bought a building and you were running a business and they move a homeless shelter in next door to you and they do not do, what they do is they make the homeless leave at 6 a.m. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to bring to the conversation?
Just a piece of irony that card room, when they wanted to come into town about a dozen years ago, they got a permit and it was over on the other end of town. And the Firestone Walker guy pulled some strings at the city council, and the city council denied him going in there, saying it would be a bad image for the town. So he went over there. And then they brought the bad image to him. But that card room was, there was nothing wrong with having that card room in town, but that Firestone Walker guy had him pushed that way, and now he's out of business because it's just a spin over there. So
that's like the same thing happened to me.
They weren't good enough for the town, but now the town's crapped on him.
Well, that's the same thing that happened to me. I had another building. It was in a different area, and the city put me in that area. That's where they wanted me to be. And I spent a lot of money on buying that building, bringing it up to code, making it look nice. And then it's just now it's just not even worth anything. I can't sell it. So I'm just stuck there.
Right. Well, if I was that guy, I'd get a lawyer. So, hey, thank you. I don't want to take any more of your time. You guys got a great conversation, Gritty. It's something we got to deal with, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. And there has to be a way to figure out how to clean this up. I know that the reason it was done, we all know why it was done.
Well, I call, back in, a long time ago, I would say in 2022 or 23, it must have been 2023, I had a meeting with Haslow and also the mayor and also the police chief at that time. And I told him about my area, how it was affecting my business and how bad it was getting. At that time, it was Mayor Martin. He seemed to listen to what I was telling him, the suggestions I made. They had put up 1 hour parking over in that area, and they also had and they put cameras up in that area, and I felt a little bit safer after that. But then there's no enforcement. There's no enforcement on the parking. There's no enforcement on the cameras. I was told the cameras don't even work. So that's where I'm stuck.
We're going to be back with more of this conversation after the top of the hour.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.